Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Koi Red Line Podcast Show. Girl came out and told everybody like it was Star Trek Discovery brought back Star Trek. She came out and told the truth. She let the people know who brought back Star Trek. Hey, you know, gotta get this back. And the beautiful contributor to Michelle Nicholson. Guys, you know who brought back Star Trek. I know you're excited about Discovery, Strange New Worlds. But without Discovery, it wouldn't have been no Strange New Worlds. Okay? Without Discovery, we wouldn't even have Star Trek yet. And the guy who brought it back. So, you need to get excited about Season 4. Of Discovery. You know, I'm more hyped about it in Season 2 of the Strange New Worlds. I'm more hyped up about Season 3 of Picard. Great shows. Great. Two of Paramount's most strong shows on their streaming service. You know? Somebody said, Strange New Worlds and Lower Decks is the strongest. No. Picard and Discovery is the strongest shows on the streaming services. And people, you got to recognize it. You got to get the respect to the people who came before them. Because all those people come out or probably stop working from somewhere else to do Star Trek. And just remember, Star Trek destroyed family. Okay? Listen to William Shatner book and audio. Alright? And these people give up their family life and everything to come out and work those long hours on the set up in Toronto. That's what they call it, right? Toronto. And they give up everything just to do this, you know? And when I was watching Star Trek Day and they were saying something about Discovery, I heard this like a couple claps. I mean, everybody should have been standing up and giving appreciations to the show. They should be standing ovation, you know, excited about Season 5. I'm not worried about Star Trek Academy or Star Trek Section 37. No, I want to see Michael Burnham and the crew, the one who brought back Star Trek. One of the best Star Trek series. Putting Next Generation and the original behind. And putting Deep Space Nine and Discovery up with as one of the best. I don't like to say, but I'm just going to put it out there. And it might not be true or not, but this is my opinion. You're excited because it's a white captain leading a crew. Right? Ain't that right? Yeah, I know you. I just know it. Sometimes you feel it. But you love Cisco, so take Michael Burton in your arms. I love her too. Now, I'm saying it's not racist and all, because you go to the Star Trek convention, you can be anybody you want. No, you can be anybody you want. Once you walk into those doors, you can be anybody you want. I know you can't do that in the real world. But being a Star Trek fan and going to the conventions, you dress up like anything. Just don't come in there with the wrong football team on. Or the wrong TV show, movie or TV show. Don't walk in there to a Star Trek convention with Star Wars on. You're going to get eye. You're going to get the eye. And some Klingons might walk up to you too. Like, where are you going? You know? But that's just the point. Come on. I love when they went to Toronto and gave us the beautiful tour of the set of Discovery. I love it. Captain Michael Burton room, quarters, and all the African stuff. I love it. I loved it. Beautiful. You know? And the guy to play the doctor, he's a great guy. He is. He's a wonderful guy. If you're listening, great job. Great tour. All the class. I hope you get a 6th and 7th season. I'm praying for it. Okay? I'm definitely praying for it. You got to get that 6th and 7th season, okay? No doubt. I mean, this, no doubt. But, you know, people are just gonna be people, you know, and you're gonna like what you like. That's it. You shouldn't have no favorite Star Wars movie or favorite Star Trek series or movie. Because should love them all. And the people who plays it. Played the characters. And I love them all. But my top ones is Deep Space Nine and Discovery. I agree, say Voyager, but Discovery. They're my top ones. And I got my reason for that. No. And A, it is. But it was a beautiful time. I think the show, Star Trek, they need to be more bigger and they need to have more fun. It was like up and down drag. You know, to me, it was like a little drag going in slow motion. And I think Paramount need to put more effort in Star Trek Day and make it more bigger. Okay? Just make it more bigger. And the little bit of money or funds they probably got, they probably just got what they could got, you know. And I guess in the future we'll probably see more big events, more areas. And maybe they will move Star Trek Day to a bigger spot. You know, like the Kodak Theater. You know, or the Staples Theater. The Staples Center. Or the Kodak, what you call it, okay? But I think that's where they need to move them at. You know? I mean, I haven't been there. I don't know how big the building are, but according to what I've seen, it seemed like they just had just a little area to do this Star Trek Day and the little stage. I don't know why, you know, I just don't. But it was beautiful, and the tribute that they gave to Nancy Nicholson was beautiful. I love it. I told everybody they're going to do it. I think it should have been more, and I was looking for Alvin Brooks to come. But, you know, some people forget where they came from, forget the people who made them, you know. But whenever you're at, Mr. Cisco, Mr. Brooks, we love you, and I hope one day you come back to Star Trek, okay? And give us a Star Trek, give us a Cisco, Captain Cisco series. If they're going to talk about Janeway series, come on, give us a Captain Cisco series. Serious. I don't know why. Or they just need to find somebody else to look like Cisco and give it to him and do a Captain Cisco series. Or renew, or reboot Star Trek Discovery. I mean, Deep Space Nine. You know? But Discovery brought back Star Trek. No doubt. And the tribute they gave to Nancy Nicholson. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I love it. And more that I gotta say about that, but I would love to see former co-workers former cast members came to give her that tribute. Sent off, and like I said, I would love to see Captain Cisco, Alvin Brooks, came there too. And the guy who started all this again, he should have came out and gave tribute. Well, he did. He came out on stage, you know, and he spoke. So I can't complain about that. But. You know, I just wish more better things for Star Trek, you know. And watch your demons. You know, love Discovery. Discovery is one of the most finest ships in the fleet. Beautiful ship. And I'm gonna buy me a model of Discovery. I'm gonna buy me a model of Discovery. And I think they say they're gonna have some Playmate action figures for all Star Trek coming. And and I'm gonna collect those and stuff. Already got a Captain Michael Burton doll and a Captain Cisco doll. An action figure. And I got Captain Kirk action figure too. The 6-inch one. Not the 4. I got a 4-inch Cisco. I'm going to get the 6-inch. 7-inch. Yeah, they got the 7-inch and they got the action figure size. And I'm going to get the action figure and I'm going to get the 7-inch size. 7 or 8-inch size of the characters. Cisco, Picard, and Captain Burton. I think I got that doll. And really, I think that's the only one they made, you know. A couple of them they made. You never know. Never know, it might be worth something, you know. And my great 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 grandchildren time. But fans, all I'm saying, give Discovery a chance, okay? Next Generation was slow too. From season 1 to season 4, it was slow. Give Discovery a chance. No matter how many chances, give them a chance. Okay? Season 5, go slower or go more better. Just 10 or 5% better. Ask for season 6 because you're going to get another 5 or 10%. Okay? And Discovery crew didn't want to come to Star Trek Day. I don't know. They probably was filming. They probably was filming season 5. And they were already finished filming season 4. Because remember when the breakout came? COVID-19 breakout, and they moved it back. And we had to wait and wait for season 4. But you finally got it. And season 5 gotta go in post-production, and then we'll finally get it. We'll finally get everything. And Lower Decks season 3, I love it. I'm gonna watch it. Matter of fact, I'm gonna be watching it soon anyway. Cause it's Thursday. Thursday already passed, so it's Friday. That means another episode came up, and I already missed one episode, the first episode. So I'm gonna try to catch the third episode. And they say it's only 10 episodes, so I'm gonna catch them all. And then I'm gonna have a Lower Deck marathon. I'm gonna watch season 1 to season 3, all the way through. I always do that. When a new episode, new season comes, I watch Picard from season 1 to season 2. And I used to do that with original series. You know, every time they release a movie, I celebrate by watching all the movies. And I do that with Star Wars too. And I'm sure some people probably do that too, right? Yeah, I know. Yeah, sure, I do. And I have fun doing it, you know. It just give me a good time and remind me of some things and all. And just give it a chance, people. Just give it a chance, okay? So, that's really all I got to say about Star Trek Day. Just a little bit more room for improvement to make it more exciting and watch. To make it more exciting to watch. You know? I mean, pretty good, but just need a more excitement, you know? And that's it. Okay. I know fans are going to be just fans. Going to be whatever they want. And that's really it. So, hope you enjoy Star Trek Day 2022. And hopefully I will be in California in 2023 for Star Trek Day. But thank you, Paramount. Thank you, all the cast. Thank you for all y'all who did Star Trek Day. Thank you, everyone, and all. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So, just thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to think about the games. Football game. We're going to talk about football now. All the games that's coming up, you know, on Sunday. So, we got the Eagles and we got the Kansas City Chiefs. Cincinnati Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, Cleveland Broncos, Miami Dolphins, and Buffalo Bills. Green Bay, that's one of my teams. Milwaukee Vikings. New Orleans Saints. That's the sum of the teams that's starting on September 11th. So I'm telling y'all, go to your fan view, or whatever you had your fantasy football at. And it's time to win some prizes and cash and money, whatever that your fantasy football site do for you. And I love this fantasy football thing because I'm glad they did started this. It's beautiful. Really, I have fun with it. Some of the free stuff that they have. You go down to the bottom and you push the button and all. And you just push the teams that you think is going to win. You know, I've been doing that for 3 years. And I almost won a couple times. But I can't find the Witchercombe this year. I don't know what they did with it. They keep changing everything every year. And some of the games that they have is free. And the free pick games. You pick one team, then you pick another team, then you submit it, then you come back and see how many teams you get right. No, I don't know what they done with that one. But I wish they bring back some of them, especially that one, because it was easy to pick. It had all the teams that played that Sunday and Thursday, and you just pick the team who's going to win, went right to left. And I just go on down and pick the teams. You know, I thought it was popular. I thought everybody liked doing that. And see some of the other stuff on there. Fango. And I wish they just stop changing things. Just keep it. Keep it like it is, man. You know? Okay? Just keep it like it is. But get everybody wound up for football. 2023, no, and 2022. So it's officially almost fall and winter, and it's kind of getting chilly like that too. You know, I can feel it. I feel the temperature slowly going down, and this is my favorite time of year. So how many of y'all like fall and winter, and this is your favorite time of the year? Not because of football or the new TV shows and stuff like that come on, but because this is just your favorite kind of year, and you're not too hip with the springtime or summertime. I'm not. I used to be. No. Used to go outside and play and everything and all that stuff. But as I got older, I'm not really interested in, you know. Excuse me. Got up early, and I was trying to record the first show, and I had to start all over with this show again. You know, I'm almost finished with this show. Season episode, and I had to start it all over again because the mic messed up. So I gotta get me a new microphone. You know, my daughter messed this one up, and I'm trying to keep it together until I do get another one. And I'm gonna get me a real good one this time. It's gonna be kind of expensive one, but it's gonna hook up to the Mac computer and everything, and it's not too expensive and everything, but I'm just going to get one. And, you know, And I'll probably keep this one for people to come for interviews and stuff like that, if I ever get that to that level. But it just take a long time, you know. This show is only in the fourth season, so that means it's still young, you know, and still growing, still learning and growing. And I just love doing this and just talking about football, talking about Star Trek Day, Star Trek in general, and Star Wars and all the science fiction shows, including Batman, superheroes, shows and movies and all. And that's just another question coming up. How many of y'all went to the summer movies this year? It didn't feel like the summer movies of the past, like it was in the past, you know? That they used to announce the movies a whole bunch of times on TV, the summer movies. And it seems like the streaming services took all that out of that, you know? Some they release on stream, some they release in the movie theater, and you used to have to wait for it to become on DVD or VHS. Now they just release it on streaming platforms. And I think that's not right. I think you should put it in the movie theater first, and then release it on streaming service and DVD and all that stuff. I think they shouldn't have changed it. I mean, COVID-19 is still around and everything, but it's not as bad like it was in the past years and all. And schools open back up, businesses open back up. Movies should start building back up too. And that's just the way I feel. Also, they said the Wreck-It Kong is in movie theaters. But how come they didn't put the Undiscovered Country in movie theaters? That's one of the best Star Treks, you know, out there. I don't know what movie theater they put it in. Oh. What movie theater they put it in? Or why they put it in the movie theaters? You know. But this the way they celebrate the 20 years, the 25 years of the movie. And if the movie is pretty popular, they just release it in the movie theaters again and all. For a short time and everything. And I guess that's how they get money too, you know. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And by leasing it in the movie theater, I hope they just gave the Michelle Nicholson a nice farewell. You know. And but that's the way I see it. So I'm get back to football, okay? So let's get back to fantasy football, everyone. And we still got baseball going on, and look like the Dodgers is going to do it again. No, I think they're going to do it again. I don't know. It just looked like that. And who knows? If they go back to the World Series, and if the Rams go back to the Super Bowl, I think this will be the first time the teams go back twice, you know? I think this will be the first time they did that. And wow, I think it's really hot, really cool to see that. you know. And from my perspective, my respect, I'm a Dodgers fan and a Rams fan. And I just hope they do go back. I hope they do go back. You know. So, sorry, football fans. Especially Baltimore. I keep forgetting what city I'm in. I'm going to go ahead and play some music before I get in any more big trouble. And I'll be right back. This is the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. And I'll probably be playing these three music that for my contact and all. But I'm going to go ahead and play this one, and I'm going to play another one. I got gospel music, and I got all kinds of music now. I was downloading this morning. So, it's something, it's a little bit for something for everyone. And I'm going to get that jazz music up and going for y'all jazz fan. I love jazz music, too. This is so cool. So cool. Here you go.
Crispy, yeah, that boy crispy. Head to toe, I'm gleaming, yeah, I know they can't miss me. See a boy a mile away, my kicks is really hitting. Looking like that meme, then them boys really spitting. I just put a ISO logo on a damn sweater vest. I got little money, watching power, give us our respect. Damn, I be so fresh, and them boys be so clean too. Had them looking mad hard, damn, I didn't mean to, yeah. Fresh Air Force Ones, then them things crispy. Two-piece, got them all jelly, get a biscuit. Going hard in the paint, I'm feeling like no whiskey. Ball out on them if I really wanna do it. Spot up or dribble shooting. Drip on point, peep the execution. On a higher resolution, now you gotta see me do it. Now you gotta see us on it. I don't even gotta flaunt it. I'ma put us all up on it. Big tracks, jumping out the duffel, devil bag boys. Big man, got them big man, now they some sad boys. Circa 91 Pistons, we some bad boys. If you picking teams, we should never be your last choice. Cause we really run this. Yeah, we star studded, you gotta up the budget. We too cold-blooded. Better make adjustments. I'm a walking bucket. I'm crispy. Yeah, that boy crispy. Head to toe, I'm gleaming. Yeah, I know they can't miss me. See a boy a mile away. My kicks is really hitting. Looking like that meme. Then them boys really spitting. I just put an ISO logo on a damn sweater vest. I got little money watching power. Give us our respect. Damn, I be so fresh. And them boys be so clean too. Had them looking mad hard. Damn, I didn't mean to. Yeah.
Feeling crispy, crispy, yeah. R.P. Nipsey, R.P. Pimp C. Do this for the late greats. Tell these people make way. We've been on a rampage, hit it through our damn day. Had to run the campaign, now we pour the champagne. ISO, that's the gang gang, yeah, we on the same thing. Bad little Asian team, so I call it Ling Ling. Got a crown us twice, so they know that we them king kings. Yeah, I'm icy on the wrist, that's the bling bling. Yeah, we on everything, no they can't box us in. We was standing outside, but they had to let us in. We the cure to the game like medicine. Now we on the better things. Hear our name in the room like elephants. They know we gentlemen, yeah, we genuine. All black, crispy, yeah, that's the melanin, yeah, yeah.
So I hope you joined that called Crispy. I got maybe two more songs for you before we go and talk about more about football. So, who you think your team gonna make it? Think the Kansas City Chiefs? Think New York? Something like that. Think we gonna get a different team? Something. So I don't really know. I don't have no idea. And I just hope that, well, I just hope that we'll see a good season, to say that. I just hope Baltimore have a good season. And best of wishes to all y'all. for all the teams. For all the teams, that's right, for all the teams. I'm just a little drafty today. But as the day go on, and as you listen to these episodes, I'm going to get hype up. I'm just so glad that I got day off, and I just got up early to record this. And I'm going to record some more shows, so I shouldn't be in slow motion too much. Probably on and off, okay? Because I'm a little tired and a little fired up because of Star Trek Day, because of Season 5 of Discovery, and also football is back Sunday, and I just can't wait. I just can't wait. No. It's for me. It's for me. I don't know about anybody else, but it's for me. So I'm just trying to look for some music for y'all and have some more contact. Now I'm a Rams fan, but I still don't know the quarterback name or all the team's members yet. Now, I used to know the Ravens, all the teams on the Ravens and all. And I learned them. That's because I learned them. And I haven't learned none of the teammates on the Rams yet, the coaches and all that. But I just became a Rams fan before they went to the Super Bowl and everything. I think like 2 years ago, I just decided to become a Rams fan and just keep it at the Rams because I wanted to come out there to live in California anyway. And I thought I would be out there by this time. And a lot of things got me pumped up about that too. But I'm just a football fan, and I'm a West Coast football fan. I'm sorry, Baltimore. I'm sorry. I love y'all. I do. I really do. And I will always love the Ravens. Always love y'all guys. And I will never disrespect y'all because this is my hometown, and I'll always respect my home team, Orioles and the Ravens. Okay. Okay, Team Orioles and Ravens, I always respect y'all, but I have to move on. The reason for that, because me and my family used to be an Orioles fan and a Ravens fan. And in order for me to move on, I just want to leave what I shared with her, close that chapter, and start all over. And that's even with a new football team. I want to start over with everything. New football team, new TV, new everything. And it's been a long process. I mean, starting over is really, really hard. You know, you got to rebuild your credit score. You got to do this. You got to do that. I mean, I just want to get out of this apartment because she used to stay here too before she walked out. And yeah, I hope y'all understand that, okay? Just trying to pick the past and all those burning bridges that me and her burned, mostly hers, she burned behind me and closed that door and sealed it for good, you know? And just help my daughter Ashley out. She's my older daughter. Her birthday is coming. Happy birthday, Ashley. And She gonna be like 29, almost 30. You know, she getting there though. Yeah, she getting there. So, people of Baltimore, try to understand, okay? But there's a lot of people who do that too. You know, people who break up. They just don't want no part of the memories and nothing like that. And they just want to start all over, including football, baseball. They just had too many memories. of their wife or girl husband, and they just want to move on. I mean, it's a lot of people out there like me, you know, and it's not just in my hometown or just in my team, my home team and everything. It's just time to move on, you know. And this is America. You can like any team you want, no matter where you live. You got it. So, put your lips up, put your chest out, and like Tupac said, handle it. And that's all I'm going to explain to you. I don't need no explanation why I left the Ravens. Alright? I'm a Rams fan, and Rams where I'm at. West Coast was where I'm at. And that's all it's going to be. You know? But if your team do make it to playoff and Super Bowl, I hope they win. You know? I already do. I hope the Ravens do win. Bring back another trophy here. Because the city really do need it. I mean, I'm just hoping that the Orioles go to the Super World Series. No? I just hope both teams make it one year at the same time. You know, that would be really nice for the city. Orioles go to the Super World Series and win. You know what that would be to the city? We haven't been to the World Series for a long time. Playoff games back in the 90s, yeah. But the World Series, seeing Baltimore up on the world stage, and then come the Ravens in the Super Bowl and win, yeah. I will be out there supporting you. I still won't be a fan or nothing, but this is my city. This is where I was born. And now I will be supporting you, because this city needs that. The downtown area needs that. Maybe people would turn their heads back and say, Barnes & Nobles would turn their heads and say, wait a minute, we need to put another store down there again. All the businesses that walked out would turn their heads and say, we need to come back to Baltimore. We got to give them a reason to come back. You know, I think Barnes & Noble should never left, but who was going in there buying books? Who was coming to the city for on vacation? They had no choice to close it. It was a beautiful area. Been there for a long time. I always go in there before I publish my book. And dream, walked around the area and all. This beautiful music playing. You can sit there, play your music. Plug your computer up and just sit there at the window watching the water and everything. The old power plant. Boston Nobles was my store. And also, when I was working at Goodwill, that's where the bus used to pick me up at. You know? I wait for the mobility. That's why I got them to pick me up at. And it was just a rough time, man. Rough time. Great time. No. And even they don't go together, and they go back to back. One go to the Super Bowl, one go to the World Series at the same time, in the same year. That would be perfect. But one go to the World Series, then the other one come around, go to the Super Bowl. That would be perfect for the city. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it again. With that quarterback, they just keep him long enough. We're going to do it again. And I just say, fans, go see the Orioles. Just keep with them. Keep with them. Because we're going back to the World Series. Okay? I think before this decade is out, we will be going back to the World Series. We will be on the World Series stage again. And everybody in baseball and the sports world, they're going to look like, what? That's right. We're going to give them something to talk about. We're going to show them our city. Okay? We're going to make them come here. Because we're going to be on the world stage. And two teams can do that. The Ravens and Orioles. And I got faith in both of them. Even though I'm not a fan, I got faith in both of them. And I know they can do it. I know they can. I'm a Dodgers fan. I'm a Rams fan. But I know this, the two teams that we got here can do it. And I will be watching them and cheering for them. Alright, I just want to know how many of y'all left the Orioles and the Ravens and went to other teams. Yeah, I know. But that don't mean they bad. It just means they waiting for their chance again to come. Come back. Okay, here's some more music.
Never to see you again. That was simply delusion, followed up with confusion. That was just substitution for a lonely bed. So that's impressive how much you're messing with my feelings and my heart. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's impressive how much you're messing with my feelings. Table run, or they saving us safe for a stable friend of mine. Cause they know all this time that I was out of my mind, thinking you were the one that it was love, feelings was wrong. I should've known, I should've known. I don't know what I was thinking. Let it be more than drinking and going back to your place, never to see you again. Simply delusion, followed up with confusion. That was just substitution for a lonely bed. So that's impressive how much you're messing with my feelings and my heart. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's impressive how much you're messing with my feelings and my heart. Oh, to see you again. That was simply delusion, followed up with confusion. That was just substitution for your lonely bed. So that's impressive how much you're missing. Oh,
like that. Don't worry, I got some more. I got some for everyone. Country fans, jazz, got some for everyone, okay? Just wait for your chance, okay? But football season, I'm just trying to get you pumped up, guys. And I think more than likely we will be seeing some other teams that we never seen before going to the playoff. Maybe Detroit. Maybe Miami. Who knows? Who knows? You never know, you know? Maybe Washington. You never know. You just never know, guys. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. It's up for grabs. And whoever can climb up that hill without getting missing touchdowns and all that stuff and getting the most touchdowns and winning the most games, we're going to see a pretty good playoff season. And I would love to see Milwaukee Vikings, Washington, and Buffalo, and some of the other teams that haven't been for a long time, like Seattle and San Francisco. Even the Chargers. I would love to see those teams go. And you know, just switch it around a little bit, you know. Yeah. And after I do this show, I'm going to take a break. And I'll come back and do another show, then another show. And I'm going to take another break and go get me some breakfast and stuff. But, yeah, it's early in the morning on Friday. And I'm going to do Saturday and Sunday and Monday show and Tuesday show. And probably I'm going to do Wednesday show throughout the time I'm off. And probably go here on down Thursday and Friday of next week. Saturday and Sunday of next week. Next weekend. And on to double weeks. And try to just keep up with y'all. And hope my promoters and everything can keep me up and get me some international and national audience. I mean, I had that before. You know, I had all the states. I had a lot of states up there. Like New York, had Chicago, had Indiana, had Texas. I had a lot of people up there and a lot of countries too. And I'm just hoping that I can get that again and get my ratings up. And got a pretty good, some pennies for doing that. And I owed it all to my promoters. And they still do an excellent job. From the guy who do the New York City podcast network, him, his number one guy, and the other guy who have my podcast for 6 months, him and the rest of, and the ones that follow them. These guys do. If you do a podcast, go to Fiverr and ask for promoting. And these guys, they will promote. Make sure your show is promoted. Okay, they will get you the audience. They will get you submitted. All the subscribers, and it don't matter who you with, Anchor, Acast, whoever you with, whatever podcast you with, Speak. Whoever you with, they will help you out. It's something for everyone. And they will put you on Apple Podcasts. They will put you up there. Okay? I'm up here. Look at me. And the people that Speak, they will make sure you get your money and everything. But if anybody, any staff that Speak is listening to me, the other podcast people, they got ways to pay by bank. And they can pay you by your bank account. Now, I'm asked to speak. Can you start getting multiple ways to pay you your money? Multiple ways. You can keep PayPal, but can you start putting the bank accounts up on there too, where you can take the money and put it in your bank account, put it in people's bank accounts, instead of going to PayPal? Because some people don't like PayPal. I'm one of them. And the money that you gave me back in, I think February or May, the $17, they holding it. They still holding it. I got the $23, but they still holding my $17. And I really think they can't do that without a reason for it. And they gotta show me the reason. They gotta send me papers and stuff like that. And they holding my $17. They ain't gave it to me yet. But I did get the $23 in June. And I think the money back in March or May, the $17 I ain't got. I'm giving them a chance, you know. But they're going to make me call them up and cuss them out. And I'm going to threaten them with the lawyer. You know, trying to say that I violate the agreement. I don't even go on PayPal. I only use PayPal for my fantasy football and this. That's the only way I use PayPal. I used to use it for the bank accounts that I had back in the day on another bank. And I had a business card, and I owed them like $300, and I still do, and I'm going to pay them. But that's it. I never did nothing illegal, nothing like that, you know. So they accusing me of something, you know. But people that speak don't get or work out. I'm just asking for multiple ways to pay the customers, to pay the podcasters, and we would love to see the multiple way of bank accounts want to pay you, you know, like the $23 or whatever we make. I would love to see that go straight to my bank account, you know, instead of the PayPal account. And that would be better for me, because all I have to do is link my bank to your service, you know, and that's it. I won't have no trouble. I've been with my bank for a long time. So I'm gonna leave y'all with that, okay? And see you next time on the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Once again, thanks for all the people who promote this podcast, all the hard work people getting it up. New York City Podcast Network, love y'all guys, and love your fans. Fans love you. Fans love you. Love you, audience. Love you, audience. Love you, audience. All over the world, all over the country. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for downloading. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for voting for me, fans, on the New York Podcast Show, New York Podcast Network. Thank you. Thank you for voting for me. Thank you for voting for my episode. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love y'all guys. Love y'all guys. Love you guys. And live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And Ashley, and we love you.